to Katie's Kitchen. Today we have a great recipe, and I'm going to check it out. It's called Dirt Worms. It's a great Halloween dessert. It was sent in by Brian. He wanted me to air it on my next show, so we'll be doing it in the show. Sorry, I haven't podcasted. I'm podcasting from a different computer now. Because my computer was just not working in GarageBand. I'm having it checked in at the Apple Store for about 7 days, so if I'm not on here for like 7 days, just excuse me for that. Okay, here's the recipe. I'm going to get a paper cup, and he said to mash some cookies in it. I like to use Oreo cookies. Oreo cookies are my favorite, but without the white cream. You don't want to mash the white cream. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take the black cookie part off the Oreo and crunch it into a plastic cup. Get some gummy worms and put the gummy worms in the dirt, and there you have it, dirt and worms. It's the easiest recipe, and it's easy to make, fun to make. I mean, seriously, it really is. Got some more recipes for us to look at and have fun with and look at some stuff. I've got a lot of recipes. Two things I gotta mention, you guys. I was on Beanie's Troubles. You spell that as BeanieesTroubles.podomatic.com. And you can go and look at it. And there you'll find that. And she's a really cute little sister. I love her to pieces. Secondly, are on there, not to disrespect them in any way, but some of my fans have explicit radio shows to listen to, or Podomatic. And if you're a kid and you're looking them on my fans list, like Danger Zone is not a good one for kids to listen to, neither is Octane Radio, and neither is J.R. Claiborne. Some of these are not okay to listen to. People like Vineyard Uncorked, that's learning about something, so that has something to do, you know, I mean, but other than that, don't go on there, because I would hate to be the one, you know, for your parents to say, oh, she was the one who taught my kid to go and listen to them, you know, but other than that, they have good podcasts for adults. Adults is the key word here, people, and that's what I wanted to just put out there in the open so that people, you know, knew about it, okay? Only recipe I like to make. If you get a Jell-O mold, get Jell-O, and what you're going to do is follow the instructions on the back for the gelatin part of the Jell-O, not the Jell-O, the gelatin part of it. On the back of the box, it'll show you how to make gelatin. Once you make the gelatin, you get bat or spider cookie cutters, and when the gelatin's out, you pour the whole bowl of gelatin out into like a cookie pan or a, you know, or onto a deep, not in a bowl, don't put it in a bowl, put it in a deep cookie pan sheet, or a deep cookie pan, not in a just a regular cooking sheet, making sure it's deep and square, because the juice, you don't want it to spill over. Then you're going to put it in the fridge. Once it comes out, take your bat and dip it into the Jell-O and make bat molds out of the gelatin. Take your bats out very carefully and put them on a dish. Put them back in the fridge for about 5-10 minutes, and it's good. Listen, you guys, I got this Jell-O vanilla pudding, sugar-free, carb-free, calorie-free, the other day at the store. And I gotta tell ya, you put lactate milk in there, you know, dairy-free, because I'm lactose intolerant, and you got yourself a good Jell-O mold. I mean, I didn't think it was gonna taste that good, because, you know, sugar-free, you know, sounds, you know, it's not my religion. My religion is sugar, 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 and more sugar. But anyway, you guys can go ahead and look at that. I mean, go look at the custard. Go look at the other recipes I gave you. And remember, if anybody wants a shout-out, write to ChefKatie@BargainBratsWithAZ.com. That's Chef Katie, Katie with a C. That's Chef, C-A-T-I-E, at BargainBrats, BRATZ.com. And I will answer you, and you can ask for shout-outs or post it on my comments page. Or under my show, under comments. There's a lot of places to put them. Or email me at Katie's Kitchen at Podomatic.com, and I'll even answer you there. Go ahead. I got a couple requests to make. I wanted to say a happy birthday to Kevin. He lives in Arizona. To be Pacific Phoenix, Arizona. And they don't want me to give out his, you know, address or anything. That's stupid. Or his last name. Then I'd like to give a special, special, special happy birthday to a little girl named Kayla. She lives in New York. New York, New York. And I'd like to just give a shout out to, oh, a couple people. I'd like to give a shout out to Father Adrian Tomlinson. He lives in England, and, I think that about covers it. Yep. Oh, and I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Mary Scholastica. Yes, that's it. Okay, that's it. I got a lot of requests. You want to give me a request for a shout out? You can come on and put your market urgent and, you know, put big letters and I'll definitely do it for you. I'll try to get as much done in all these podcasts as possible. Sorry I haven't been on here for a while. It's horrible. My computer isn't working. It's checked in at Apple. Or if I've already told you that, I'm insane. Okay. Guys, don't forget to listen to Barbecue Bob at barbecuebob.podomatic.com. And don't forget, our sponsors are crazybagladies.com. Listen, I needed a television. My grandma and me needed a television. And guess what? We got it off of Crazy Bag Ladies for $200. A great 27-inch Samsung television. $200. And it was on, you go to crazybagladies.com, that's CrazyBagladies.com, and then go on to her affiliates, such as Overstock, or we went on to that place, I can't remember it now, wouldn't you know, ADT or AFPT or something like that, I can't remember, ADT, I think. I don't know. You see, I'm stupid on these things. You know, let me check. Hold on. I think it's ADT. But it was awesome. They had all this stuff there. But no, that I'm sorry. ADT is a security company. Crud. Says you how stupid I am. Okay. Now, I think it's APT. Maybe it's like something else. I have no idea, but you can go on Crazy Bag Ladies, go list all merchants, and go to A, and it'll be something like A something T. I know it. It's something on there. I can't remember it. But go also listen to Crazy Bag Ladies podcast at crazybagladies.podomatic.com. Go to crazybagladies.com. It's awesome. They're our sponsors. They're so cool. Gotta go look at their website. You know, if you compare them to, like, let's say FlamingoWorld.com. They have a lot more than she does. I mean, I go on to her site, and then you go on to Crazy Bag Ladies. It's like way more stuff. And, you know, Flamingo World is like, eh. You know, next to Crazy Bag Ladies, Flamingo World is huge. I mean, not Flamingo World. Eh. Crazy Bag Ladies is huge next to Flamingo World. Flamingo World looks like a 3-foot deep pool, and Crazy Bag Ladies looks like it's 20 feet deep. So, go look at it. And you'll be able to, you know, you'll love it. It's really great, especially in winter season. Now, go to the mall, she gets stomach flu. I don't like it. You know what? I've got an audition coming up with Disney on Tuesday. My mom is cocooning me. She won't let me go to the mall. She won't let me do anything. And it's so horrible. So, you guys, don't forget our sponsors at crazybagladies.com. Don't forget to listen to Barbecue Bob. And don't forget to listen to crazybagladies.podomatic.com. Miss Claudia is on that one. She's the Crazy Bag Ladies. So, you go ahead and go look on it. And, go check it out. Okay, guys. Also, if you go on crazybagladies.podomatic.com, you'll see my old song. It says, "This Girl Can Sing." What do you think? You guys go give me your opinion. Okay. Don't forget our sponsors are crazybagladies.com and, remember to go visit those two podcasts. Okay, guys. Bye!